Hello and welcome. Fuck. God damn it.
Who's gonna do what to who?
Shut up.
Who's not ready?
Shut up. Nervous. Jackass.
Maybe you should play something else.
Hey, this is Joe Sanfilippo. You're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. It's Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
And you are listening to Geek. One more.
Ooh. Technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
Hey, this is Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
And you are listening to GeekCast Radio Network.
Yeah!
They are awesome.
You're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Starscream here, and I am the lord and master of the GeekCast Radio Network. Don't tell Megatron.
I'm Joe Kramer, composer of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to listen to this podcast from the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to the GCRN Announcements Podcast. This is where we're going to give you a short preview of the new site, the podcast that are retiring, debuting, and all other manners of GeekCast Radio stuff. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me, as always, is the co-creator of the GCRN. Along with me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Yo, yo.
And also joining us is that non-telecasting cinema geek, Mr. Optimus Solo. Hello, sir.
Slinky.
Slinky? What the hell?
Everyone loves a Slinky.
I thought we were just naming off toys.
No.
Yeah, because I said yo-yo.
Oh, yo-yo. Ha-ha.
I come prepared with fun and games.
Right, sure you do.
Keeps on rolling.
Rolling. Oh, God.
That's a song, not a game.
Yeah, so what? Don't make me insert Limp Bizkit right here.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby.
Keep rolling.
We are coming up on GCRN's year 9, and we are feeling strangely fine. So first thing we have to talk about is finales and or cancellations of podcasts, folks. Steve, where would you like to start?
Well, I was planning on doing the Cyber Dragon Ball, just like I was planning on doing a reboot podcast as well as a G.I. Joe podcast in the past. So it's one of those instances where we hit zero or one episodes and it never makes it beyond that point. More so due to the fact that the intended co-host was unavailable for a undetermined amount of time. So that's pretty much why that show is not going anywhere, because I have a lot of other things on my plate now at this point, and I don't really want to go back and rewatch to do that.
We're never short on ideas. That's one thing. We always have like 1,000 ideas in the background, so there's bound to be some that don't.
And it's not any... I don't count it as a fault of anybody, but a lot of ideas never come to fruition. Like, it's been 7 years that I've been trying to get our own video game podcast off the ground, and we've tried. We had Michael Powers, Art Danner, Joe Reed, and Sean Z on Off the Cuff for the longest time. We've been recording with them throughout the years ever since Off the Cuff kind of ended, and Steve and Mike have brought it back kind of on Altered Geek. But I set out in 2011 and 2015 working on a video game review based podcast that I and Steve and TV's Mr. Neil and potentially Birdman Dodd from This Week in Geek could all do various things on, not just one type of episode. It would be various episodes, and it just has never happened, and it will eventually.
Well, yeah, that was the other thing I was going to say, is that we have a lot of ideas, and just because they don't always come to fruition at certain times doesn't mean they're not going to down the road. And
yeah. The
more ideas, the better, because we just have a little sandbox to play in and pull things out whenever we need to. So
yep.
As long as there's no dog poop in there.
Yeah, we've got an entire forum of just idea shows.
Yep, pretty much. And then, honestly, folks, it all depends on interest, like whether we're excited to do it. Like, people will be saying, oh, you should do this, or you should do that, or, you know, Powers of Grayskull should last for the next 10 years. No. No. You know, it's one of those
it's like all things Transformers. How many times have I killed the show and had to bring it back because
you're still interested, and we continually find new ways to make that show expand. Well,
and like, it's not even just that. It's the fact that people have actually asked for it.
Well, yeah, exactly. There's three different things, really, that have to take place for one of these shows to go off. Number one, you have to have interest. Number two, you have to have time. And number three, you have to be able to coordinate with a host or a co-host or scheduling. So it's a lot of stuff that has to kind of line up for you to be able to do something properly.
Exactly. Unless you do it by yourself.
Right.
Well,
which I might do someday with MacGyver, by the way.
Yes, I might have a co-host on that. It's so funny you say that. And sidetrack a little bit. So for anyone that hasn't been listening to the GCRN feed, in the last 6 months, I've moved to Chicago, I've gotten married, and I'm in the process of selling and buying a home. So as Karen and I were moving stuff around after her uncle passed away, because they live in a two-flat here in Chicago, she lived upstairs and he had his apartment downstairs, going through all his stuff since he passed away, I found, like, old slim case DVDs of MacGyver season one.
Yes.
So, yeah, you might have a co-host on that one eventually.
That would be a good day.
So, yeah, I mean, it takes all these things, and as Kevin said, it takes interest. If we're not interested in what we're talking about, if we're just, like, we can get distracted during a show, but we then come back, but if we're, like, at the onset of record and say, I'm just not feeling it tonight, we're not going to sit here and torture ourselves and torture you, the listeners, of going through and doing a bad podcast episode. I've done those before at times because I've felt, oh, well, I owe it to the listeners to get something out, to give them something, even though podcasting, you know, listening is free and all that and everything else. But it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not going to do it unless I can be fully involved with it and give the listeners my all. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go through 26 episodes of a cartoon series that I have no interest in watching.
Or right.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
And it does a disservice to the subject of matter, too, that you're talking about. So.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're somewhat doing that with New Adventures of He-Man, but
that's a little different.
We're still interested in watching every He-Man cartoon ever made. So we're still interested.
That's a little different. I mean, we're there to crap all over that show. Which is so funny. We apparently have a new fan on that show.
I like it.
Yeah. What was his? Cecil James on Twitter. I like the new approach of getting through the shitty He-Man quick and getting to the awesome He-Man as well. So, yeah. Very, very awesome of him to write in on Twitter to us. So, other finales. M-Wire's been going for 9 years now, folks. M-Wire debuted a month and 10 days after the network debut on July 11th, 2009. And we're about to hit 200 episodes. So we are going to be retiring M-Wire and coming up with a whole new way of looking at movies.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll get to the new way a little bit later, but M-Wire has been a staple for a long time, so it'll be interesting to see that go and see new blood kind of put in a different way.
Absolutely. Heading on over to Danville and Peacock Court, Michael and myself doing the podcast organization without a cool acronym, our Phineas and Ferb Show. I have episode 60 still recorded. I still have to edit it. We've covered two full seasons of Phineas and Ferb. I'm still very much enjoying it, recording and watching and doing all that stuff with Pecan Court Michael. It's just, again, time right now is just not on my side. And, like, I'm lucky I have the episodes of a certain other podcast I'll talk about in a minute edited already and banked up. Like, we haven't even recorded season 3 for Palka yet, so I honestly have no idea when it's going to end. It may end this Christmas, it may end beginning of next year. I don't know. I'm just not sure at this point.
But tentatively ending this year, which is why we're bringing it up as a possibility.
Exactly. And then Powers of Grayskull series. Oh, God. Is that new He-Man movie ever going to come out? Because if not, we're ending this thing on 10/21/18.
Yeah, there might be one bonus episode at some point if there is a live-action film that eventually gets off the ground. It keeps the rumors are building more than I've heard in a long time, so it seems like it's going to be a thing. But we will finish reviewing basically every episode of every He-Man cartoon that's ever been.
Yep. Absolutely.
So that's happening. We've already banked a bunch of episodes that are coming your way with new adventures, and then we're gonna end on a high note with the 2000 series.
Exactly. And there's a new She-Ra show coming too.
Yes.
Netflix. Yes.
Netflix. Oh, there might be extra bonus episodes if we can muster the energy.
If the show is good, like, you know, we'll give it five episodes.
Basically, what will happen in 2018 is the original plan will conclude. So the original plan of going through the four series that have already completely aired will finish. If there is a future movie and with the future series, there may be some extra content we add somewhere down the line. But the series proper will end.
Exactly. Also, final episode of Pixels in the Animation is going to happen this June 21st, 2018. TV's Mr. Neil and I finally have come to the end of our video game cartoon journey. It's been one hell of a ride. We've been doing this show since 2013. We've been doing that show for 5 years. And we've reviewed every single episode of the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, The Legend of Zelda, Captain and the Game Master, Super Mario Brothers 3, Mario World, Mega Man. We kind of cut out Donkey Kong Country and did one overall episodes for it.
Yeah, because that show's terrible.
It's very, very terrible. We did both Sonic series, the bright, shiny Sonic and Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, and then the dark Sonic Sat AM Sonic the Hedgehog. We have said, and I still maintain this, if anyone wants us to cover Sonic Underground, you're going to have to pay TV's Mr. Neil and I $50 each per episode, and you do not get a guarantee
a
on how
money.
Long or short the episode is. Hey,
Sonic Boom.
It's torture. Well, that too. That's torture, too. Almost all the Sonic shows are torture at this point. But yes, Pixels in the Animation. I do have to still release episode 94. I will be doing that. Episode 95 to 99, we're going to talk about a bunch of video game merchandise and things like that. And then I said this June... episode 100 will be the finale and put that show to bed. But it has been a really awesome 5-year journey getting to talk with Neil about video game cartoons.
For sure.
Steve, it's time to transform, transcend, and reformat this bitch.
Well, we did forget about another show that's being canned. But and this is, again, it's a lack of general interest, although it will kind of be folding into another show. And that would be Legends of the Brave and the Bold. Yeah. Even though it was kind of a soft reboot of Legends of the Dark Knight, I had high intentions of getting into more of the content with the CW programming. And due to when I actually see the content and when I get a chance to actually record it, I have a couple of Altered Geek episodes, usually a Future Imperfect and then All Things Transformers, which kind of... initially takes my time first, and so that show has kind of been on the back burner. And so rather than butcher it and the content, it's going to be going away, but the content itself will be folding into Remote Control.
Yes, our new TV, not new, but TV podcast that deals with new shows from 2000 to now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think what you guys are doing is really smart with that, because we have been, like, we didn't watch any of that stuff live, but even in just trying to catch up where you have all the episodes there and you can watch it, whatever, that, all those shows together have become really hard to keep up with because of how many different series are intertwined, and if you really want to watch them in the correct order, like, we had been doing that for a while, and I think we were mostly, you know, I don't know, maybe 3 years into Arrow and whatever it was, a year into Flash and, you know, where the Legends of Tomorrow was starting, et cetera. It becomes a chore because it gets to a point where you have to watch like five different episodes in order just to catch up with 1 week.
Well, that's the point. It's a whole superhero week of
television. And now...
No, I'm just saying it gets hard to do it like as it's happening. I think it's smart to kind of do it after the fact.
Now with Black Lightning.
Yeah, now with Black Lightning, which is technically in the same universe.
So... here's the thing. I originally, when Steve said, oh, let's reformat Legends of the Dark Knight into Legends of the Brave and the Bold, I originally was going to have him do it on remote control in season form. So we, like, remote control watches TV by season most of the time. We are still going to be doing, we're going to go back, Arrow season 1, season 2, season 3. Like, we're going to go in order so people will know the right order to watch stuff in. We're going to have special episodes for all of the crossover episodes, and Steve is more than welcome to come back on and talk about it when and if he wants to.
Which I think that was kind of part of it is I've kind of come to this point, and I'll mention that later about my podcasting career, as it were. I'll get more into detail about that later when I talk about some new launches. But yeah, it makes more sense to fold it. But since we're kind of in that realm of reformatting anyhow, we're reformatting Geekcast Radio into Geekcast Radio Presents. And what that means is, because we already have La La Land Lounge, we already have Mayhem Mics,
right?
We have GCR and Retro. We have the top 100s. We have, like, certain specials. We have, I decided because of that, that's kind of part of the presents is moving Wars from its own feed, which gets, you know, very seldom, you know, it's a one hit, you know, during the middle of the year, and then it's done, like, the rest of the year. So it makes more sense to fold it into Geekcast Radio.
Yep.
And then the other idea with presents is, it's kind of a nice spot to have a test bed for future content. And so essentially it could be GCR presents, you know, the Music Hub or something, you know, and it's all theme songs or something like that. You know, I mean, just different concepts that we're toying around with and kind of letting people get a feel for it and say, you know, yeah, I'd be interested in this. No, this is terrible. Don't ever do this again. You know? So it's kind of a, it'll house multiple shows, but it will still be the same Geekcast Radio Presents ultimately.
Absolutely.
Same feed for all the shows, but those they'll be linked categorically on the website show schedule, but as far as the feed, they'll all be on GCR Presents.
So yeah, it's a good ground for some of those episodes that don't air, consistent content that are more of a monthly or sometimes, you know, just a couple times a year type thing, to have a home so they can be not lost in the shuffle.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right, talking about debuts, unless you want to talk about website stuff, Steve.
No, we can kind of mention that stuff later.
Okay.
We're kind of in the podcast realm at the moment.
Yep. Talking about debuts, finally, after so long, it is coming back, ladies and gentlemen, with a whole new reason for the season. You want to talk about Twilight Zone, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. So 2018, we'll see the return of the telecast in, kind of going with the theme that we were just talking about, slightly reformatted. So it's going to be a little bit different than those people that were fans or listeners of telecast season 1. Because what we're going to do here is in season 2, we're actually going to dedicate the whole season to one show. And it's a slightly different idea than what we've done with our past review shows. So in the past, we've had review shows where we review every episode of a certain series. This is going to be slightly different than that, and I'll kind of explain that. Dan and I got together and we decided, you know, based on our top 100 TV shows, that there was some of these retro TV shows, you know, prior to the year 2000 that might be worth delving into a little bit further. You know, it might have been shows that were blind spots for us, or maybe other potential future hosts, or just shows that we haven't watched in a long time that we want to go back to as adults and see if we like them as much, or different things like that. So based on that top 100 list, we decided to start off with the Twilight Zone. So season 2 is going to be all about the Twilight Zone. And basically how it's going to work is we're going to cover, you know, 2, 3, 4 episodes at a time, and basically break them down, do somewhat short reviews of those episodes and kind of give you our takes on them. And we'll continue to do the Twilight Zone until one or both of us lose interest. So we're not committing to doing the entire series. That might happen if the episodes are good enough and keep our attention and keep our interest and people are liking it, we might continue. Or, you know, there's the potential there that you only do, like, you know, 5 or 6 episodes on that show, and then you move on to another show. And with each new show, there might be new hosts involved, et cetera. So it's another way to kind of give the retro TV content a spotlight in a little bit of a different way. And like I said, sometimes we'll spend just a brief amount of time on a show. Sometimes we'll spend quite a bit of a time on certain shows. We've already recorded some of the Twilight Zone episodes, so this will be debuting in the second half, probably, of 2018.
Yay!
Awesome. Very, very cool. All right. Next up, we are going to be talking about the debut of Podcaster Meets World. Now, Steve and I have already started production on this. This is our Boy and Girl Meets World review podcast. It'll start airing sometime in September. It's only going to run for 20 weeks because there's only going to be 20 episodes. It's a specialty limited edition series podcast where we talk about all of Boy Meets World in season format. Like I said, how I do on remote control. So we're going to take the season and split each season in half. So it'll be 11 episodes, 11 episodes. So season 1 part 1, season 1 part 2, etc., etc., etc. When we get to Girl Meets World, I think we're just going to only half season 3 out of that, because first two seasons are kind of short-ordered on those. But yeah, we're finally doing that. The only reason why we were even going to do a Boy and Girl Meets World podcast is because Boy Meets World only made it to number 50 on the top 100 television list. What the hell, people? What's wrong with you? Don't you like good, wholesome family content? Apparently so.
So apparently our top 100s are spawning a few different shows.
Yes.
I like it.
The next one that we're going to be talking about is Tooncast. It's had its ups and downs, and it had its shelf life from 2009 to 2011. Optimus Solo, myself.
Get the band back together.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes Dion the Music Man and other hosts, along with like Tara Blair and other people, have hosted Tooncast Classic, which is now just Tooncast, all tunes all the time. No Classic, no Beyond. In 2011, we did go Beyond, and there will be 82 episodes of that show. But we are going with an all-numbering scheme now, and we're going to start with episode 230 this summer, talking about shows that are in the Disney Afternoon. Not going to tell everyone what that is just yet, because I want to focus on something else with the relaunch of Tooncast, which is that instead of going off and creating other specific review series podcasts, we're going to put it all into Tooncast, folks, for cartoons. So
essentially what we're doing is cutting the excess from the website. It's you're going to have more shows on each feed instead of just... So kind of like GCR is going to have all those other shows, Tooncast will have things specific to tunes, remote control, you know, specific to
exactly.
Modern TV.
How we're going to be doing this is certain ones we may do seasons, like I've been doing in Remote Control and Tooncast Beyond. Certain ones are going to be 5 episodes at a time. Basically, the idea is 1 week of television in a podcast. 1 week of cartoons in one podcast episodes. We have Dining on Turtle Soup, which will be all Turtles cartoons.
Ninja Pizza? Well, what do you know?
Rock, dudes. Do you realize what this is?
The crucial piece of evidence we were looking for?
The clue which will lead us to the heart of the evil ninja empire?
Nah, even better. It's a place where we can get some pizza. Right on!
Okay, I'll head up there and check it out.
No, April. It's too dangerous. You wouldn't last 5 minutes in a ninja pizza parlor. I love saying lines like that.
We better go with you, April.
That's right. And besides, we're hungry!
Hawk Haven, which will be the Silverhawks series.
They fly on silver wings. They fight with nerves of steel, partly metal, partly real. They are the Silverhawks. Born of a time beyond time, they sacrificed their human bodies, modified to withstand the stress of their long journey through space to the galaxy of Limbo, sent there to defend the universe against the terrible Monstar and his intergalactic mob. Yes, ma'am. Buzzsaw, Mumbo Jumbo, Windhammer, Molecular, Poker Face, Hardware, and the musical madness of Melodia.
I am Monstar!
The Silverhawks, their leader Quicksilver, and his companion Tallyhawk. The invincible spy satellites and interceptor. The tough-as-nails super twins, Steelheart and Steel Will, true to their names in heart, soul, and spirit. Bluegrass, guitar-picking ace pilot of their incredible ship, the Mirage. And from the planet of the mimes, the Copper Kid. Commander Stargazer directs the team from his orbiting headquarters, Hawkhaven. The Silverhawks, the first super androids with the minds of men and the muscles of machines.
Eye of Thundera, which will be the classic Thundercats series.
Lord of Omens, give me sight beyond sight. I see a new episode of Tooncast coming this week.
And the Central Organization of Podcast Specialists will be covering that lovable series, Cops, from the 90s as well.
Cops, Central Organization of Police Specialists, fighting crime in a future time, protecting Empire City from Big Boss and his gang of crooks.
There are, yes.
Well, I was just saying, so one thing, if you guys weren't paying attention when we were talking about the different shows that are we're having finales this year, we talked about the He-Man, you know, Pogs, all the He-Man cartoons coming to an end. We talked about Phineas and Ferb. We talked about Pixels and the Animation. So that was a whole lot of cartoon content that's coming to an end in 2018. And we don't have anything other as far as, like, we don't have specific ones debuting, because instead we're focusing our cartoon content to kind of like Tooncast on steroids.
Essentially, yes.
And it makes my job so much easier.
I know, right? That's what I'm here for.
It's also going to allow for so much more fun, and it's allows us to go back to some shows that were already covered in Tooncast proper, or classic, in a different way, and kind of get in depth. And it's all actually rejuvenated my interest, so you might be hearing a whole lot more of me going back to the Tooncast roots.
Yeah, we will. Basically, what we're going to do is any of the classic shows, we're going to take a look at them week by week. Any of the newer shows, we're going to take a look at them by season, kind of a thing.
It's kind of like a launching pad too for like doing just a single episode on certain cartoons to see if there's interest to go further and do season type shows on them or right. Break them down a little bit more as well.
Well, like here's the thing, like it can be very daunting looking at a podcast. Like I know specifically for Pixels in the Animation, there was one iTunes reviewer, Cosmic Psycho, I believe was his name on iTunes. He said, I'm loving, this is a while ago that this review was left. He said something effect of, I'm loving the show, but I'm not sure they're going to be able to get through all 100 planned episodes. So when people look at a podcast and they see that it's a 100 episode plan or whatever, they're like, I'm not sure if I'm going to be here all that time. Or I'm not sure, like Pogs is 125 episodes, four He-Man cartoons all in one. And, you know, we've spent 5 years of blood, sweat, and tears with Filmation with just two cartoon series that total over over 200 and something episodes. Like, it's like 223, I think, if the math is right on that. It probably isn't because I suck at math.
He's right.
But it's one of those things where...
That he sucks at math.
Shut up. Ass hat. It's one of those things
where... No.
Quiet, you! Jerk off. Like... How we're going to be doing this is, like, say we do Dining on Turtle Soup, TMNT 87, Season 1, which Season 1 was only the first five episodes of the series, so we'll do that as one podcast episode, and then if people comment on that episode or mention us on Twitter or say, hey, I love that episode, are you going to do more? Yes, we'll do more.
And it's another way to keep us fresh, and instead of having to go through He-Man for 5 years, and even if we super love the show and super love the property and stuff like that, the interest is going to wane when you're talking about the same thing for that many years. Yep. So it's a good way for us to keep it fresh. We can talk about something we really like, then go to something else completely different, and then come back to something we like and still be fresh.
And that's the plan. The plan is, okay, like I just listed all these names for the sub shows here. The Thundercats show will air a Thundercats episode, podcast episode 1 week. The Silverhawks one will air one another week. The Cops one will air one another week. The Turtles one will air. So it's going to be all varied and everything else. And we're still going to have regular Tooncast episodes besides these.
Right. But one of the good things is that we can bring those debut episodes or those, those introduction episodes based on what we like. So, you know, oh, we want to do an episode on the Turtles, or oh, we want to do on some random cartoon. So we're picking those types of episodes, but you guys also have a say in things as far as which ones maybe we continue with or which ones we do again or go further through that series. So that's kind of a fun way to have both people participate in, the listeners and the hosts.
Absolutely. Movie Roll Dan, who could not be here tonight, he is going to be starting at some point this year. We don't know when, so it's to be determined. He's going to be starting his own comic book podcast. It's called The Comic Concierge, and via our website description here, comics are for everyone. The key is finding the right one for you. With a world so vast and grand as the world of comics and graphic novels, you need a special guide to show you the way. That's where the Comic Concierge podcast comes in. Whether you are a lifelong comic fan or someone brand new to comics, Comic Concierge has something for you as we bring on guests to experience comics for the first time, dive deep into notable series with comic veterans, talk to comic creators, and so much more. I did get a message from Dan before we started recording. Sadly, Magneto magnetized him or something. Basically, the hope, he says, is to provide a different perspective to how to tell stories and how different viewpoints impact what we take out of them.
So it's a good way for him to bring on people that just don't have any knowledge of comics and to see if he can find something that they're interested in. So, yes, I will be featured in one of the episodes. Amanda will be on an episode. I know he's already done episodes with some like fellow movie podcasters who aren't into comics to kind of see if he can. He basically supplies somebody with a questionnaire. We answer that stuff and he tries to match us with a comic, and then we get to see if it works and if we like the comic, et cetera. That's just one part of the show. There's other aspects to it, but it should be fun.
Right. Absolutely. And I think the last debut we have to talk about is Double Feature Decades. This is going to be replacing M-Wire. This actually was how M-Wire was going to be reformatted, and then we decided, hey, let's just... do a
start fresh
show. Yeah, let's just start fresh and doing all kinds of interesting things with it. So Double Feature Decades, it's going to be me, and it's also going to be various other hosts. It could be Optimus Solo, could be Steve Megatron,
could be
anybody. And it's going to be more than one co-host on an episode of a of the podcast. So basically, like, let's say
it'll be like going to a drive-in.
Yeah, that's kind of the point here. Let's say Optimus Solo wants to talk about Kindergarten Cop, but Steve doesn't, and Steve wants to talk about Dick Tracy. I'll be on the whole episode, but Optimus Solo will be on one half, and Steve would be on the other. Obviously, that would probably be switched. Like,
yeah, definitely. Sure.
But anyway, but my point is, one movie is one set of hosts. The other movie is a completely different set of hosts, except for me, because I'm the overall host.
But you get a double bag in each episode.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the other show we're debuting, what kind of other show are you debuting, Steve?
Funny enough, this is something that I've been toying around with for a while, and it's more so grown out of the fact I didn't know what I was going to do with Altered Geek, and that's kind of already had its reformatting through the reformat King Michael Powers doing the 20-minute off-the-cuff episodes and then doing just my regular episodes on Fridays. So I'm in this podcasting group, and you might be wondering, why am I in this podcasting group? It's for Podcast Movement, the biggest podcasting convention in the United States. And they're having, for the month of February, this 28-day podcast movement challenge where you start a new podcast. So basically, they force you to have to relook and reanalyze with other people, either fresh or industry veterans of podcasting that are looking to start new podcasts to... basically just come up with something new. And so I was like, you know what? I mean, it's a bonus that somebody will win free, access to the convention, but that wasn't my entire goal for that. My goal is to kind of reinvent myself. And so that's where I came up with this new podcast idea, which is basically going to be kind of me essentially teaching some technology bits, kind of going back on some internet and computer history type stuff, because I've got this massive computer knowledge base that I've had since I was like 5, and so having worked in various aspects of technology and media, it's kind of something that's been kind of eating at the back of my mind, and it doesn't really fit Altered Geek, and so I came up with the name, and this is the most difficult part, because with podcasting being so huge, coming up with an original name without stealing somebody else's is like it's like trying to find that certain colored M&M in the bag that's buried among like thousands and millions of other ones. So the name of the podcast is The Internet Pathfinder. And
interesting.
Yes, and so, and it's just going to be kind of very plain, just as far as the thing is concerned, it's going to get fleshed out more through this 28-day challenge, kind of figuring out. They give you a thing to answer every day that forces you to think. And I've gone through like 6 different names in coming up with this one. And so, but yeah, that's essentially what I'm going to be doing, is kind of a little bit of teaching, a little bit of kind of a little bit of a history lesson on certain things, a little bit of my own nostalgia input in there, as well as maybe some new stuff coming down the pipe. But it's going to be definitely a lot of it's going to be technology based. So that's kind of a niche that we weren't really in. I mean, Altered Geek had a little bit of it, but it really kind of got sidelined depending on the topics. And so I really wanted something that I could have as a soapbox and kind of help people, whether it's learning podcasting or learning a certain technology, have somewhere to go for it. So,
nice. Absolutely. You want to give them a bunch of tips.
Yep.
That's right. Other stuff, GCR 91 to 99 is in full swing. We've recorded and released episode 91 already, where we've got 92 and 93 in the can. I just have to edit those. It's all about the 90s, various 90s topics. From 94 to 99, we're going to talk about movies, books, TV, all that kind of stuff. So that's what's happening there. And then on June 1st, 2018, our 9-year anniversary, we're going to be releasing GCR 100, The History of the GCRN. Take it away, Meth Boy.
Meth Boy? I don't know how I feel about that. I've never done a drug in my life, damn it. I haven't. All right, so yeah, GCR episode 100, The History Project. It's been something that's been in the works for, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years or so. But
give or
I like,
take 9 or 10.
I like stats, and I like lists, and I like data. So not just the Star Trek data either. So I've been compiling all kinds of information, and we're going to reveal it on June 1st. So you're going to get all kinds of fun GCR history information, I guess, and statistics. So it's going to be a lot of different stuff. Who's been on the most episodes, kind of a rundown from most to least, how many actual individuals have we had on a podcast within the Geekcast Radio Network, so total people involved, and that's going to be an interesting number. We also have which shows have aired the most number of episodes, which year have we put out the most number of episodes. There's all kinds of fun geeky data. So if you've been a listener or a fan of the Geekcast Radio for, you know, any time in the last, 7-8 years or whatever it is, or any time within that, you might find something interesting there as far as some inside baseball information, I guess, as to what's gone on and who's been the involved with stuff and when we've been the most active and all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of data that I'm not even revealing now that might be included in that.
Very cool. On top of that, we're also going to be continuing the milestone episodes at some point as well, highlighting individuals' podcast achievements and things like that.
Correct.
So there's that. Top 100. We're going to do a little different kind of Top 100. We've done TV, we've done cartoons, we've done various versions of animated whatever. But yeah,
but we got a lot of comments about this. I won't say what it is. I'll let you do that. But we got a lot of comments in the last voting session on this topic.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to do it later in the year, probably around the time of SummerSlam, maybe even Survivor Series on WWE, but we're not sure. Basically, we're going to come up with the top 100 wrestlers.
A lot of people wanted it, so we're giving the people what they want. I think it's an interesting topic. I think there's a lot of possibilities. Sometimes when you're coming up with your top 100 list, you either have way too vast an array of things to choose from, or maybe not enough where you'd be stretching it. I think this is a good amount. I think you'd be surprised as to how many people, have wrestled over the years and how many different people are fans of different characters. There's been a lot of different generations and different companies. So I think this is going to be fun. I think we'll get a lot of feedback as we get through, because it used to be like way back in the day that the number one would be pretty obvious. I don't think it is as obvious as people would think now.
It's not. There's no way.
So it's going to be interesting.
As much of a predicting machine Steve is, and I know Steve really isn't into wrestling, there's no way in hell he's going to predict number one on this one.
Well, to be fair, I won't be on that top 100. My wrestling knowledge goes from part of the 90s when WCW and NWO So that dates me right there.
Okay, that's a good time. So, but it's also going to allow us to do a lot of other stuff around that.
Right, exactly. And we're going to, even though I haven't asked two of them yet, but two of them are already here, we're going to go ahead and announce the team that's going to be coming up with this stuff, which is myself, Optimus Solo, maybe Birdman Dodd from This Week in Geek if he's available, and the third member or fourth member of the team that's really going to put a lot into it with us, Ryan the Uneven Flow Merkley, who has been doing Mayhem Mics with me for the last year and a half or so.
It's also going to allow us to kind of reach out to a variety of people that may have not been involved in some of the other top 100s. I mean, we will have some people that were, right. but there's also some other people that maybe didn't have as much knowledge when it came to animation or different things like that, that we're going to be able to reach out to, because there's a lot of people that have been fans of wrestling at different points in time or different points in their lives that are going to be interested in kind of contributing to this. And hopefully we can get a good selection so we have all different eras represented and different tastes. And it should be very interesting.
Absolutely. And I just want to reassure people, because anybody knows I'm the worst person when it comes to change, I just want to reassure everybody, all the content that we're still currently doing, like the Pullback, like Cinema Geeks, like Altered Geek, all that stuff is still going to be happening. It's still going to be here. You know, you're still going to be able to hear us talk about movies, you know. Cinema Geeks at this point, no offense, has kind of become the M-Wire for regular movie news and games and all that kind of thing, and Double Feature Decades, when it debuts later, will be more of a specialty thing.
Well, the funny thing is and this kind of predates Geekcast Radio, is when I originally came up with the concept of Weekend at the Movies and Movie Weekend Review, it was as a pitch to TF Wire.
Yep.
When I was on that network prior to starting All Things Transformers, and this was before I even knew that I could do this on my own, and so I pitched them. But the funny thing was is Weekend at the Movies was supposed to be basically what M-Wire was, okay. And Weekend at the Movies M-Wire was supposed to be basically the news podcast, and so. I think that Cinema Geeks kind of effectively does both really well. And so it kind of, you know, it's like it always belonged, but it didn't exist until later in the game.
And we do have some interesting things coming from, I know we're not talking a lot about those things, but we do have some interesting things coming in 2018, because we're about to wrap up a few of the long-standing series that we've been doing, so there will be some stuff replacing that. We only have about 4 video game films to cover, and we'll be done with that spotlight. We already finished our top 100 films of all time personal list, so we're done with that. So there's going to be some stuff replacing that that's going to be interesting. One thing that I'll mention just real quick is we're going to be doing a fans versus critics kind of sub series of episodes, where we pick movies that are really loved by one of those groups and really not loved by the other group, and we're going to bring some people on to try to figure out who was right. Is the critics right, or are the fans right on certain films? So that's going to be something fun that we're going to start in 2018, as well as once we're done with the Kevin Smith retrospective, we'll be voting on another director, and we'll tackle that one as well.
Absolutely.
Nice.
For the Pullback, we have reached 300 episodes. That's just astonishing to me that a podcast I've done consistently for the last 5 years has reached that number.
Especially since you're a cantankerous old man, and usually you get tired of something and move on. So,
well, shut up. Asshats.
So you've been going strong with that one. I applaud you.
And it's one of those things where, like, just looking at the numbers of that podcast, like, I've been doing that show half of my podcasting career at this point, because later in December 12th, I will celebrate 10 years of podcasting in general. Kevin and I have already released episode 300. It was Back to the Future Volume 1, Untold Tales and Alternate Timelines from IDW. We're going to be doing Volume 2, Volume 3, Citizen Brown, which was a 5-issue miniseries, and then Biff to the Future, which directly ties into Back to the Future 2. So we'll be doing that.
I got to say that has to be the coup of all time, that the non-comic book reader somehow got on episode 300.
And then, you know, hopefully in March we'll have things like I Hate Fairyland Volume 2, Volume 3 with Movie Revolt Dan or Comic Revolt Dan. We'll have other stuff coming as well. Autobotly April and Autobotly August will be returning this year. If I can find enough Transformers comics to fill both of those, I've currently only filled Autobotly April at this point, and that those will also be a crossover with all things Transformers because it seems like it's a hit on both feeds. So that's what's going on there. Anything
you
else?
Also got you just got a few more things I know that are in the pipelines already that you could probably say as far as stuff coming besides Legends of the Brave and Bold on remote control. You have a few things that you're doing as well.
Oh, I'm currently doing a 10-week thing with DJ Valentine from Simplistic Reviews called Counterpart. It's a new Starz TV series starring J.K. Simmons. That's interesting over on remote control. What else do I have? I don't even know.
There's stuff in the works. I just wanted you to at least mention the Counterpart part.
Oh, yeah, the Counterpart part. Okay, that part. Yeah, remote control is back. We ended last year on all five seasons of Breaking Bad with Ryan the Uninfluenced Merkley and I. We are going to be doing 10 weeks of Counterpart. Basically, DJ and I are reviewing one episode per podcast for 10 weeks because the first season of that show is only going to have 10 episodes, much like Mr. Robot did on USA Network. And then who knows what remote control is going to tackle after that. We may even tackle some 90s shows that are my favorite that I had. I know Kevin is not even going to touch on Telecast. So.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Steve, any final thoughts from you, sir?
Well, as far as Altered Geek, I'm expecting to hit well over 325 episodes by the end of the year. I'm at episode 240, going on 241 this Friday. So, yeah.
By the end of the year, we're going to have quite a few shows that have eclipsed milestones as far as episodes like 300, 200, stuff like that. So it should be fun.
I'm just excited. I'm going to hit 250 in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I better be on 250.
What's that?
I better be
It'll
on
cost,
250.
Yeah. $50. Yeah.
For like 5 seconds, it'll have an outtake of Blanchard.
Ass hat.
Same. See, that's the only way you can keep it clean. Except,
hey,
you know,
I kept it clean when I
know. Throw him under the bus, bury him with a shovel. So yeah, I've got that. I've got some more All Things Transformers stuff. Birdman Dodd's going to be making a return to Future Imperfect shortly. He is currently studying up. I have eclipsed him. He's no longer captain of the Future Imperfect. I'm the admiral.
What happens?
Yes. So essentially, he's my underling. So yeah, that's exciting.
You have bird shit under your foot?
So you're saying I walked all over him? That's not
that's
nice.
Wrong.
It's not nice.
That's wrong.
So anyways, so yeah, and then there may come a point, I'm not sure if it's going to be anytime soon, but there may come a point that I pull Altered Geek from This Week in Geek. So if anybody's subscribed to it, make sure you subscribe to the actual feed and not just the This Week in Geek feed. I know that some people are subscribed that way.
Yep.
So I just am trying to preempt that for the foreseeable future. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't really have too much else. The website's still going to be going through a little bit of changes. There will come a point. I am going to be in the process of moving it from one server to another shortly. So there may come a point where the site blips out for like half a day. If it happens, it's not like permanently broken.
I think the only other thing that may be worth mentioning is that, you know, based on our schedule of shows, that we're trying something new this year too, as far as release times and days and stuff like that. So hopefully you'll be able to get consistent content on specific days or times.
And I hope everybody likes the new show schedule where you can hover over it.
I do. Yeah.
And see the image of the podcast, the description, as well as the title, and be able to click on it and go right to that category.
Right.
And it opens in its own tab, the category, once you click on it. You don't have to navigate back and forth.
And so, just to give everybody an idea of the method behind the madness there, we did do certain things to kind of have a theme. So we kind of have your cartoons in the afternoon, like you're getting home from school. So,
Your 2 to 4?
Yeah, your 2 to 4 block would be one of our cartoon shows releasing an episode. And you can kind of check out the schedule for picking up some of the other themes. But it hopefully will make more sense and give you guys a time to expect certain episodes.
Yep, because they'll definitely come out around that. In the rare instance that they don't, they'll be out as soon as possible.
Yeah, like right now as we're recording this, I'm still editing Lady Rex Origins episode, which is the longest All Things Transformers Origins episode to this point. Even with editing, it's still at 2 hours and 30 minutes. Oh.
And I still have yet to record Future Imperfect, so...
She spent 30 minutes on the first question. It's great. Right, it's going to be so fun for everybody to hear this. I mean, like, just so everyone knows, because I don't know if anyone really listens to the Origins on All Things Transformers that listen to the GCR feed. We have 21 questions on Origins about people in their Transformers fandom. The first question is, did you grow up with Transformers, and at what age did you remember first noticing the franchise? She spent 30 minutes on just that one question.
Good stuff.
Yep.
But absolutely, we're all busy editing a billion things, so that's what goes on behind the scenes, and that's what sometimes causes delays, but we will try to be as true to that schedule as possible.
Absolutely. I think that's going to do it, I guess.
A lot of fun things.
Yep,
a lot of fun things.
The Geek in You, and where can the people find you online, Kevin?
If you have a question for me or anything about Telecast, Cinema Geeks, Powers of Grayskull, or any of that type of stuff, tweet me at Optimus Solo.
Steve, what about you?
You can use the Twitters and get a hold of me at SCP21.
I am at TFG and Mike on Twitter. You can also check out the website, geekcastradio.com, where all your geeky needs are in the fix for you. You can check us out on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio,
Facebook,
all other podcatching methods.
All your pods belong to us.
And the Book of Faces.
Yes, and Facebook as well. So there's that. Like I said before, Unleash the Geek in You, and we will catch you next time for episode 92, when Steve and I are talking more trends of the 90s here on GeekCast Radio.
Joe Kramer here, composer from Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. This podcast from the GeekCast Radio Network will self-destruct in 5 seconds.